It's time for lesson number 44 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. You'll want to get your Bible and pull up a chair and turn up your radio. As we're introducing this class today, you'll want to turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 30. And in the class today, we'll talk about how a king led his people back to God. That will be from 2 Chronicles chapter 30. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Our teacher is a preacher that has passed away many years ago that was known as E.A. Elam. And he wrote Sunday school lessons in his latter years. And we're going to be looking at a Sunday school lesson he wrote for Sunday, May 14th, 1922. Now, this is a Sunday school lesson like one that maybe your grandparents had listened to, or maybe your great-grandparents. And the truths in these lessons are just as applicable today as they were when your grandparents and great-grandparents studied them. That's the amazing thing about truth. You know, the way some people talk about truth, you would think that truth is trying to run and catch up with us. But that's not the way truth works. We've got to go back and find the truth, and the truth doesn't change. And as the truth was taught in 1922, well, the same truth can be taught today because it hasn't changed. And so even though these lessons were written for a generation or two ago, well, we can learn from them if we'll humble ourselves and see what we can find. So turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 30. And in just a moment, I'm going to be reading the text from the American Standard Version. I'm going to read 2 Chronicles 30, verses 1 through 9, and then verse 13. The title of the lesson is Hezekiah Leads His People Back to God. And Hezekiah sent to all Israel and Judah, and wrote letters also to Ephraim and Manasseh, that they should come to the house of Jehovah at Jerusalem, to keep the Passover unto Jehovah, the God of Israel. For the king had taken counsel with his princes and all the assembly in Jerusalem to keep the Passover on the second month. For they could not keep it at that time, because the priests had not sanctified themselves in sufficient number, neither had the people gathered themselves together to Jerusalem. And the thing was right in the eyes of the king and of the assembly. So they established a decree to make the proclamation throughout all Israel, from Beersheba even unto Dan, that they should come to keep the Passover unto Jehovah, the God of Israel, at Jerusalem. For they had not kept it in a great numbers in such sort as it is written. I want you to notice what it said there in verse 5. As it is written. Continuing in 2 Chronicles 30 and verse 6. So the post went with the letters from the king and his princes throughout all Israel and Judah, according to the commandment of the king, saying, Ye children of Israel, turn again unto Jehovah, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Israel, that he may return the remnant that are escaped of you out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And be not like your fathers and like your brethren who trespassed against Jehovah, the God of their fathers, so that he gave them up to desolation, as ye see. Now be ye not stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves unto Jehovah, and enter into his sanctuary, where he hath sanctified forever, and serve Jehovah your God, that his fierce anger may turn away from you. For if ye turn again unto Jehovah, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that led them captive, and shall come again into this land. For Jehovah your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you if ye return to him. Verse 13, 2 Chronicles 30:13. And there assembled at Jerusalem much people to keep the feast of unleavened bread in the second month, a very great assembly. Now the golden text for this lesson is found in the text we just read. It is part of 2 Chronicles 30 and verse 9. God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you if you return unto him. There is a devotional reading associated with this lesson found in the book of Psalms. It is Psalm 96, verses 1 through 10. If you want to follow along, the 96th Psalm, verses 1 through 10. And from the American Standard Version, I read, Oh, sing unto Jehovah a new song. Sing unto Jehovah all the earth. Sing unto Jehovah, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is Jehovah, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are idols. But Jehovah made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe unto Jehovah, ye kindreds of the peoples. Ascribe unto Jehovah glory and strength. Ascribe unto Jehovah the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship Jehovah in holy array. Tremble before him in all the earth. Say among the nations, Jehovah reigneth. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. That's the devotional reading. Now, let's turn to Elam's notes and see some things that he has to say about this passage. In the introduction, we read, Hezekiah sent out missionaries. First, let's look at Hezekiah's environment. Hezekiah was the son of Ahaz, a godly son of a most ungodly father. Hezekiah succeeded his father to the throne. He began to reign at the age of 25 years, and he reigned 29 years. His name means strength of Jehovah. His mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah, 2 Chronicles 29:1. Abijah means father is Jehovah. Doubtless, Abijah was a good woman from whom Hezekiah received righteous impressions and impulses. He also gave heed to the instruction and warnings of Isaiah, who had been a prophet for more than 32 years. Hezekiah's wife's name was Hephzibah, 2 Kings 21 and verse 1, which means, My delight is in her, Isaiah 62:4. Hosea had been king over Israel 3 or 4 years when Hezekiah began to reign south in Jerusalem. This reformation of Hezekiah was 5 or 6 years before the downfall of the northern nation of Israel. And he did that which was right in the eyes of Jehovah, according to all that David his father had done. He trusted in Jehovah the God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor among them that were before him. For he clave to Jehovah. He departed not from following him, but kept his commandments which Jehovah commanded Moses. 2 Kings 18. You'll find that in verses 3 through 8. Now, number 2, 2 Chronicles, chapter 29. This chapter states that Hezekiah began work on the first day of the first month of the first year of his reign. The reason he gave for the sad condition of his kingdom, the instruction he gave the priests and the Levites, and his earnest exhortations to them in their zeal in cleansing the temple and setting everything in order that God might be worshipped truly. Now here are the explanatory notes. 2 Chronicles chapter 30 and verse 1. We're starting talking about here the necessary preparation. The notes on 2 Chronicles 31. The Levites and priests having sanctified themselves, the temple having been cleansed, the altar and vessels having been replaced, the offering named above having been made, the service of the house of Jehovah having been set in order, and everything having been made ready so that the people could worship as it is written, Hezekiah sent messengers or missionaries with letters of invitation throughout both his kingdom and the kingdom of Israel to come to Jerusalem to keep the Passover unto Jehovah. 2 Chronicles 30 and verse 2, the king and his princes has consulted and had decided to keep the Passover in the second month. God ordained the Passover, giving the reason for observing it and set the time for so doing it. This time was the evening of the 14th day of the first month of the Jewish year. You'll find that in Exodus 12, 3-6, and Leviticus 23 and verse 5. The week following this day was the Passover week. How then could Hezekiah and his princes set the second month for observing the Passover? God had made provision that if any person should be unavoidably unclean or be afar off at the appointed time for the Passover and could not observe it for such reasons, they should observe it on the 14th day of the second month. That's Numbers 9, 1 through 4. Some have used this to show that we don't really have to do what God says. That God might say the first month, but if it works out better for us, we'll just use the second month. But that shows they do not understand the full instruction of God. He had made provisions that if there were problems on the first month, they could keep it the second month. So indeed, they're doing just as Hezekiah wanted them to do, they're doing what was written. 2 Chronicles 30 and verse 3, this verse gives two reasons why the Passover could not be observed the first month. First, there were not enough priests prepared to make the offerings of the Passover to serve the people. And second, the people could not reach Jerusalem in time. The priests were too few, 2 Chronicles 29:34. The Levites had to help the priest and were more upright in heart to sanctify themselves than the priest. Sanctify means to set apart to the service of God exclusively, to hallow. The temple was God's sanctuary or house, used only for his service. The priests and Levites sanctified it at the time by cleansing of the dirt, cleaning the altar and vessels, putting in all their places, all things in places, and setting it in order. The service of the house of Jehovah, 2 Chronicles chapter 29, 17 through 19, and verse 35. The priests and Levites sanctified themselves when they turned from their sins and made the offerings required to purify themselves of all ceremonial uncleanness. The people could not reach Jerusalem by the 14th day of the first month because it required 16 days to cleanse the dirt out of the temple and the porch. Sometime afterward to make the offering is named in 2 Chronicles 29, 20-36. And to send out the missionaries urging all to come. Well, there's more to this, but we won't get into it in this class session. Tune in the next time we meet, and we'll go further into this Sunday school lesson. And as the old schoolmaster would say, you may now be dismissed.